Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord. Our hearts are just filled with a good theme this morning again, because you're the God that has taken us out of that miry pit, and you've put us on the rock of our salvation, the rock of which we were honed from. We were always made to be a part of the family, holy and blameless in Christ Jesus, in love. And we thank you, Lord, that you've restored that to us. And I thank you that everything about you is salvation and goodness. And yes, we've had some times of despair, but thank you, you're always the one that just lifts us up again and puts a song of praise in our hearts and in our mouths, so that others can come into the light and can come home to your goodness and stay in your goodness, Father God. Thank you for your goodness upon us, upon our loved ones, upon our friends and family out there, and upon this whole world. You made this world, every small creature, big creature, and you love it, Lord. And thank you. You didn't come to condemn the world, but you came to save it. So thank you, Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, all the angels, all of heaven that is come to bring a change and restore you. We are excited about this, Lord, and thank you for this new day where we can walk in your wonderful love and favor and goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 11 from verse 2 to 6. Now, while John the Baptizer was in prison, he heard about the wonderful deeds of Christ. So he sent his disciples to ask him this question: are you really the one the prophet said would come, or should we still wait for another? And Jesus answered them, give John this report: the blind see again, the crippled walk, lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised back to life, and the poor and broken now hear of the hope of salvation. And tell John that the blessing of heavens comes to those who are not offended over me.
Hallelujah. So it's just beautiful. Jesus is just clarifying, you know, I am the light that is coming to this world to bring life. I'm the one ruling in righteousness, and you all and all of us, we are the kings together with him, the rulers to be lights in this world. And so here he's just pointing out, he's come to bring life. And this is says in John 10:10. Very well-known scripture. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. I've come to give life, and life in abundance. So it's beautiful. All the prophecies have come to fulfillment in Jesus. The law and the prophets were until John, the same John the Baptist here. But since then, the kingdom of God has come. And we saw the beauty of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord upon him, anointed him to set free the captives, break the yoke of wickedness, and preach to the poor, and preach the acceptable year of the Lord, the time of the Lord's favor. And this is where we're in, guys. And so it's just exciting that we just stay and we just keep our focus and know our God is for us and not against us. Our God the Father and all of the heaven was pleased to give us Jesus. How much more won't they give us all things in Christ Jesus, which is all of heaven we restored to, and heaven coming on earth as it is in heaven. So guys, keep the faith, keep looking to the Lord, running to the Lord, not from the Lord, and everything about your life. There's not a portion outside of Jesus, outside of the Father, outside of heaven that's not yours. You are co-heirs together with Christ. So look to him with your dreams. Look to him with your vision. Look to him for courage. Look to him for healing. Look to him for peace. It's all found. Of God are you in Christ Jesus, who's made to you wisdom. And then that wisdom points out redemption, sanctification, righteousness. Nothing lacking, nothing short. Every promise, yes and amen. Be blessed as you stay positive, and you rise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.